Hello there, I'm Kios Ronin Beatmaker, and welcome to Ronin Art and Music, home to Ronin Music, Lounge Ronin, all things, everything, the Monday Mindset, Rants, and Ronin Reviews. We strive to make holistic and authentic content that aims to improve your individuality, mental fortitude, and peace of mind. If you're new to the channel, make sure to hit that like button, subscribe, and ring that notification bell. Stay positive, stay focused, stay true, and much love. Now, back to the show. Hello there. I'm Kios Ronin Beatmaker. And on this episode of the Monday Mindset, we're going to discuss to love yourself unconditionally. Part 1. There are two powerful forces that shape all of our agreements, attachments, and domestications. In the Toltec tradition, we call these forces the two types of love, unconditional love and conditional love. When unconditional love flows from our hearts, we move through life and engage other living beings with compassion. Unconditional love is recognizing the divinity in every human being we meet, regardless of his or her role in the life or agreement with our particular way of thinking. A matter of self sees all beings to the eyes of unconditional love. Without any projected image or distortion. Don Miguel. Conditional love, on the other hand, is the linchpin of domestication and attachment. It only allows you to see what you want to see and domesticate anyone who doesn't fit your projected image. Don Miguel. When an individual is conditioned by love, they have forsaken their individuality. They deny a person's humanity. For those who live conditioned love, their individuality is predicated on the belief system that has domesticated their way of life. In doing so, they become the very thing humanity rejects. The parasitic hive mind. You do not see people in their individuality. You only see the belief system that determines whether said individual or individuals have the conditions that are met and required to be associated with your life. I wouldn't really call it much of a life. Being consumed by a parasitic entity of domestication. Nothing is sacred. Nothing is true. Everything is conditioned to be as it should, not what it is. For love cannot be controlled and domesticated with a belief system that contradicts the essence of the individual. Yet, this is how they manipulate you. This is how they control you. By deceiving you into believing the perception of reality is determined by conditioned love. You then isolate yourself without realizing that the isolation you perceive as conditioned love is your own prison of domestication. Domestication that isolates you from the individual. Domestication that isolates you from friends, lovers, and family who love you in the essential reality. Not those of the false reality of conditioned love that has domesticated you into abandoning all that you are, all that could be, all that should be. The parasite takes root in your mind as the fog of domestication blurs your vision. You're left alone in the hive of the walking dead. And every form of domestication can be boiled down to, if you do this, then I will give you my love. And if you do not do this, then I will withhold my love. Every form of attachment starts with, if this happens, then I will be happy and feel loved. And if this does not happen, then I will suffer. The key word in all of these statements is it, which, as you will see, has no place in unconditioned love. You know, before I came on, I had this thought that, we live in an era in which humanity has mistaken social media for reality. And I should probably correct it and say the essential reality. Because the essential reality is unconditional love. If you've been listening to me, you know I talk about the false reality and the essential reality and the difference. And it has occurred to me, as we have been speaking, how the false reality is conditioned love. Because in the false reality, you are conditioned to behave in a manner that if you do this, then you will get love in return. And you see, it doesn't have to be love and relationships or anything. Love can be replaced with just about anything in reality, in our essential reality, I should say. And I guess I can use a little bit of the current political climate that we are in right now, where you have many that have essentially they have foregone their individuality for conditioned love within various political ideologies and social ideologies. Take what's currently going on in California right now. Say what you will, whether or not those protests are organic or staged. We're not here for that. But what we are here for is a mentality that is grasping these individuals to consume themselves into a hive mentality, to be instigated into acts of violence that within that very act of violence takes away their very individuality. They have become consumed in the delusion that they are fighting for one's reality when they are stripping one of their individuality. They are fighting for a false reality. A false reality that's designed to further strip us from the beauty that is the essential reality, which is being an individual within a community of like-minded individuals with similar morals and creeds, as I like to say. And you see, that is what we're dealing with right now, is the fact that social media and politics and activism has become the new form of domestication. It has become the new form of conditioned love that will target, manipulate, and groom people, many of which who have already are on the cusp of losing oneself due to being a product of their environment. And like I have always told the young kids that I used to work with in the past, you can either choose to become your environment or you can learn from it. And what you have seen happen to many of which is that they had chosen to become their environment. It doesn't matter what that environment is. Some of the kids that I grew up with who had both their parents in their house, an Ivy League, turned out to be local drug kingpins. It doesn't matter. What matters is whether you were loved conditionally or unconditionally. And no amount of parents in the home or money in the bank accounts can prevent the consequences that come from conditioned love. But you see, this is the consequences of allowing ourselves to be subjected to the false reality willingly. How many times has our own government enacted events on us to predicate us to give in to a false reality under the guise of security and protection? And you see, that is what is going on nowadays, especially with social media. Individuals addicted to the like button, to the share, to going viral, these conditioned loves to sacrifice their body and mind and spirit for a short-term fix that comes with long-term consequences and pain. It's a sad, sad state of affairs. More people are now subjugated to conditioned love just to feel some semblance of humanity. They have done one hell of a job on us, that is for sure. But how does one break free from these types of statements? These types of wordplay, these types of spells. Like I said, you can either choose to learn from your environment or you can become it. And with such consequences comes with the idea that if I behave in such a manner, then I will get the feelings of happiness, the expression of love, or I will suffer. And how many have decided to allow their bodies to become riddled with pain and pus and poison, all for love, all for happiness. These attachments that society has created, many of which people see the real-time consequences of becoming so attached to these machinations of love and happiness, to which people are then indoctrinated into living a lifestyle is not that of which their own, but that of a program, a virus, a hive mind. It's impressive, truly, how they have been able to use the domestications of one's being to control one's experience. Qui-Gon Jinn said it best. Your perception determines your reality. And what happens when those in power have control of perception? And such power doesn't have to come from the government. It can be your own parents. It can be your partner, your husband, your wife, your kids. Or your goddamn self. Many are too afraid to break free from conditioned love. You know, Pavlov's theory. They get addicted to the moment of salivating. That itch, and they cannot distinguish the itch from reality because they are lost in the dream of the planet's excess. The bacteria, the grime. They have no home. Because in the false reality, there is no home. It's a prison. Many of which a prison of your own creation. Like I always say, everything is about choice. You can choose to live unconditionally, or you can choose to live with conditions. The choice is yours. That's one thing they cannot take away from you. They can manipulate your choice. They can goat you. They can gaslight you. They can groom you. But in the end, it's still your choice. How do you wish to be loved? When we love each other unconditionally, our mirror is clean with the others and ourselves as we really are beautiful expressions of the divine. But when the fog of attachment and domestication clouds our perception and we put conditions on our love, we are no longer able to see the divinity in others and ourselves. Don Miguel. The mirror is a reflection of the essential reality. When you deny the essential reality, you're denying unconditional love. When the mirror of self is free from the fog of attachment and domestication, you are capable of denying the parasitic mind that takes shape through various attachments and domestications that are designed to prevent you from becoming a fully actualized person within your personal legend. To love each other unconditionally is to live as a warrior of light, a beautiful expression of divine power that creates individuality that seeks to shine out the darkness, that denies us the capabilities of our humanity. As warriors of light, we may be denied the full capabilities of our minds, but they have not and will not deny us the full capability of our souls. The battle to stay true to oneself is a never-ending lesson learned. However, as warriors of light, we acknowledge that the essential reality is only as clear as the mirror's reflection. If the mirror becomes engulfed in fog, then divinity becomes blurred with domestication or attachments. In doing so, beauty is not expressed through the eye of the beholder within the dream of the planet. Rather, through the eyes of the false reality that subjugates oneself into conditioned love of the hive mentality. Such conditions are fermented in isolation, tribalism, degeneracy, and blasphemy in the art of living. A mirror covered in fog, smudges, and dirt. To the conditioned lover, such a living situation of the mind, body, and spirit is seen as proper, commendable, and respected. They are no more than 1,000 clowns, wearing makeup of lies, deceit, and manipulation, dressed in isolation. Look around you, warriors of light. You see them every day and night. They are shadowless, for the light is gone, and all that is left is the thirst of their domestication and hunger for attachments. Pick your parasites: politics, culture, ideologies, war, drugs, or money. The rejection of divinity in favor of obscenities. At its core, domestication is a system of control, and conditioned love is its primary tool. Consequently, the moment you start trying to control others is the same moment you place conditions on your love, and the acceptance of them becomes, you can only give what you have. The conditions you try to impose on others are the same conditions you impose upon yourself. Don Miguel. You know, it's funny. I feel bad for the elites, for these ultra rich and powerful. You know, they laugh and squeal and cackle at the idea that they have complete control over us. When in reality, the very control they have over us is used to control them, and at even more extreme consequences. Sure, they can bomb an entire city, instigate an entire war, poison an entire food or water supply. And those that suffer and die, at least their souls will be free from the torture that such powerful elites will have to endure for eternity. It is but a moment for us humble souls. But for those wretched soulless, it will be eternity. The pain and the torment. So I wake up each day knowing, despite the hurdles and the challenges and the reality that they have dared to impose upon us, such a reality that was forced upon them from their forefathers and so forth, at least I can know that my heart is pure and free from a system of control. At least I have my individuality. And many of those like me who have fallen to the false reality, at least they have the choice to deny and leave the false reality. But those of power, those of compromised with power, they can never leave the false reality. They are stuck there forever. And sure, it may come with all the money and luxuries and pussy and dick your heart could content. But how funny it is, they are never truly full. Why is that? Well, when you have a soul, well, when you don't have a soul, it's always hungry. Why? Why, you ask? Well, because you have replaced it with a parasite. And such parasites demand to be satisfied. For the hunger that they have is incomprehensible. But that's what happens when you play with the worm gods. Those out there will know my references. And those in time will learn. That's why I have no problem laughing at these elites. Because at least the life I live is my own. And that is something we should all be proud of. But what can I say? I'm a little bit out there. But you see, the reason why I say these words is because of how dangerous domestication is. And you see, it starts at a young age. Your parents will use many forms and tactics to domesticate you into behaving in a manner that is conditioned to the love that they feel is appropriate. Dangerous world they play, and they don't even realize it themselves, the consequences of such behavior. But that is what happens when you allow the government to determine how you raise your family and how you build your community. But what can I say? Happiness is a matter of perspective, right? Or is it that happiness has come with so many attachments nowadays that we can't even distinguish true happiness from false happiness? And that is further indication of how they domesticate you. Huh. Talk about having a mind blown in real time. False happiness. False happiness. Ask yourself if the happiness that you are experiencing, is it real or is it fake? And then ask yourself again, are you living in the false reality or the essential reality? And see what kind of revelations unravel themselves. But you see, this is also a fundamental factor in domestication. Is that it determines your acceptance. And here's the thing, it determines your acceptance of love. You see, you feel and look at the world around you when you live in the false reality that in order to be loved, you must be accepted. And to be accepted means to deny your individuality. And to deny your individuality means to reject your soul. And to reject your soul means to ingest a worm. And to ingest a worm means to become part of the hive. And to become part of the hive means to become a shadowless. And what's funny about this is that the more you apply conditioned love to others, the more conditioned you become. You've seen it. The more you try to impose your radical ideology or beliefs, your social ideology, your cultural ideology, your political ideologies, the more you force it on others, the more you sink further deep into the shadowless. The further you become attached. Because as the more and more isolated you become, because everyone around you is rejecting your worm, you become further ingrained into it. And it's no different than those who gain more supporters, more willing to ingest their worm. You get high off your own supply, and the next thing you know, you're nothing more than another mouth suckling the taint of the parasite. Don't get me wrong. That has its foreplay. But not when it comes to the expense of your individuality. That is the danger of becoming a leader. Especially a leader that determines their fellowship and their leadership on the conditions of love. We've seen it all transpire, whether it's World War I, II, the Inquisition, colonization, we've seen it all. Love can be used to eradicate entire civilizations off the face of the planet. How incredibly scary, yet beautiful that is. How powerful love is, and how dangerous. Yet desired in its totality, for without love, there is no humanity. Without love, there is no humanity. Without love, there is no humanity. When you self-domesticate, you are attempting to control your own actions based on shame, guilt, or perceived reward rather than unconditioned self-love. Don Miguel. When an individual self-domesticates themselves, they are denying potentiality to become fully whole in their actualization of their personhood. When an individual self-domesticates, they are rejecting their call to adventure. They have chosen to disregard their personal legend. The dream of the planet that was bestowed upon thy within the birthright of the essential reality. Guilt and shame, a form of emotional psychological seppuku, used to domesticate one from achieving their true self. When reborn through the death of the hive mind, all that remains is the conditioned love that uses your guilt and shame into domesticating your mind into committing self-flagellation. As you whip and thrash your body with cruel words of malice and weapons of mass destruction. As the rubble of your humanity is swept away, so too is a soul that once inhabited the dream of the planet. All that remains is the living nightmare, a transhumanistic, parasitic reality of the parasitic entity of the false reality. Your mirror is nothing more than a shattered thousand pieces of a broken soul. Glimmering glimpses of humanity, searching for hope, searching for purpose, searching for the dream of the planet, searching for the meaning of I. Hello there, I'm Kios Ronin Beatmaker, and welcome to Ronin Art and Music, home to Ronin Music, Lounge Ronin, all things, everything, the Monday Mindset, the Monday Mindset Rants, and Ronin Reviews. We strive to make holistic and authentic content that aims to improve your individuality, mental fortitude, and peace of mind. If you're new to the channel, make sure to hit that like button, subscribe, and ring that notification bell. Stay positive, stay focused, stay true, and much love. Now, back to the show.